This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A lot of happy Mets fans this morning with word that the Amazons have locked up Juan Soto in a record-breaking deal. 1010 Winds team coverage begins with Mark Rene.
And Kathleen, that word I want to point out coming down in the form of multiple tweets at exactly 1010 last night. Soto relocating from the Bronx to Queens for 15 years and $765 million, the largest contract in pro sports history. It's a move SNY's Andy Martino called a seminal moment in the history of New York baseball.
Last night, the Mets were a joke on Saturday Night Live. They were joking, Soto will go to the Mets to help out a charitable cause. Well, this is no joke. This is Steve Cohen fulfilling the promise to Mets fans and New York baseball fans that came with him when he bought this team in 2020.
And for the record, the Yankees offer reportedly $760 million over 16 years. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Wow, what a Christmas gift for Mets fans. Not only do they get Juan Soto, the Yankees don't. And Pat's pretty psyched.
Juan Soto on the Mets. They're going to win next year. Easy. $765 million is a steal. It's a steal.
And what does it mean for ticket sales? Well, he says he's never had a season ticket, but probably will now.
It means the world to me. He's the best player in baseball. He's the best player in baseball.
Now, as a lifelong Yankee fan myself, I see it this way. I'm disappointed, but not really mad. But actor Nick Turturro, who's very active on social media for the Yanks, he is ticked off.
Hey, Juan Soto, I got two words for you. F*** you. That's right. F*** you and the horse you rode in on. And the cavalry behind you. That's right.
Not long after helping the Yankees get to the World Series, Soto says, bye-bye, Bronx. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
Winds News Time 504. It is now a nationwide manhunt. The search for the man who gunned down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown is now entering its sixth day.
Authorities still have not found or named him, but they believe the suspect escaped by bus about 45 minutes after United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down. Police searching in Central Park for a second day, divers scouring the water for evidence, including the distinctive murder weapon and the bicycle the suspect was seen pedaling away from the crime scene. The pond is close to the spot where police found what they believe is the suspect's backpack. Sources tell ABC News it contained a jacket and Monopoly money. Detectives are trying to determine if the play money was meant as some sort of statement. Aaron Katursky, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FBI has posted a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. That's on top of the $10,000 reward offered by the NYPD. Now, you can see the police photos, the latest ones of the suspect at 1010winds.com. And, of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all of the latest developments. A 14-year-old boy is recovering, and police are looking for suspects after a shooting in Brooklyn late yesterday. This happened just before 5 p.m. at 770 Clymer Street in Williamsburg. The boy was hit in the hip, taken to the hospital, and is expected to recover. Suspect ran off. Police say there are no arrests, and the investigation is ongoing. We could learn more today about that horrific crash that left six people dead in Newark over the weekend, reportedly including a high school football coach and a former Rutgers player. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office has scheduled a 3 p.m. news conference on the crash. This happened just before 11 o'clock Friday night near the intersection of Raymond Boulevard and Blanchard Street. Police have been trying to figure out how the car crashed into a support column for the Pulaski Skyway and caught fire. At this point, they know it was traveling down Raymond Boulevard toward the Route 1 and 9 southbound on-ramp when it somehow went off the road, became airborne, and slammed into that column. The car caught fire. All six people inside were dead at the scene. NJ.com says Hudson Catholic High School coach Lamar McKnight and former Rutgers player Brad Cunningham are among the dead. Local leaders are pushing Governor Hochul to sign a measure requiring state oversight and community input before a hospital or major unit can close. Assemblymember Joanne Simon telling 1010 Winds the Local Input Community Healthcare Act stems from recent closings that have hurt communities, and the state needs a better process.
We want to make sure that when a hospital is looking to close, that they understand the healthcare impacts and that the parties, including the state, if they're engaged with this, find a way to provide for those health care needs.
Governor Hochul has to sign or veto the measure this week. A 13-year-old boy ended up in the hospital after falling under the subway tracks in the Bronx yesterday. Reports say he may have been subway surfing. This incident happened around 4 p.m. near the Baychester Avenue station. Police tell News 12 the Bronx the boy was on top of an uptown-bound train on the 2 and 5 line with two other people. Train about 300 feet short of the station when the child fell. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. MTA has launched a major effort to discourage subway surfing after several recent deaths. Fire marshals still trying to determine the cause of a fatal fire in Murray Hill early yesterday. This happened around 6:30 a.m. in a residential building on 3rd Avenue near East 38th and 39th. Fire crews found a 40-year-old man unconscious inside the building. He was taken to the hospital, ultimately pronounced dead. His name has not yet been released. A Sunday night fire in Inwood sent two people to the hospital. It broke out just after 8 p.m. on the fifth floor of a seven-story apartment building at 4915 Broadway. Two people taken to the hospital with minor injuries. It took some 100 fire and EMS personnel to bring it under control. No word so far on a cause. It was a major milestone on Fifth Avenue yesterday, and yeah, it was one with some major traffic issues to go with it.
It's only pedestrians on this world-famous shopping street from East 48th Street to 55th. Asa came to visit from Coney Island.
This is the first time I've ever been able to walk down the middle of the street of Fifth Avenue, and I'm having a good time.
200 years ago, 1824, Fifth Avenue was created as a seven-block unpaved country road with nothing much around. Can you imagine what it must have looked like then?
I actually can imagine it, and it must have been actually spectacular with all the horse and buggy carriages.
Francine from Sutton Place says she would have loved it back then. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM along Fifth Avenue in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.